All right, boys. Good morning. Good morning. Just to share with you a short idea. So, as you know, today is Yom Ha'atzmaut. What does Yom Ha'atzmaut celebrate? The birthday of Israel. What does it mean, the birthday of Israel?
Independence.
Excellent. Independence from what? From the British. Excellent. So remember again, Yom Ha'atzmaut celebrates the founding of the modern day state of Israel. Remember again, Medinas Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, has been around forever. Right? Eretz Yisrael was given, Eretz Kanaan was given to Avraham Avinu. But Medinas Yisrael, so what we call the modern day state of Israel, we celebrate its birthday, right? Usually on Hey Iyar. This year it's today's Vav, right? They push it off for a variety of different reasons, but we celebrate the modern day state of Israel. Incredible, incredible simcha. Something that's maybe a little bit difficult for us to feel in Chutz La'aretz a little bit. I don't know if any of you guys have ever been in Eretz Yisrael for Yom Ha'atzmaut. It's a very, very different type of experience. Emirat Hashem, our seniors will be there halavai next year, and you'll get to experience it firsthand, and you'll see really a different feel. Difficult to recreate that feeling here in Chutz La'aretz. But let me ask you guys a question. Just this is more, I want to make it a little bit more of a conversation this morning, more than just a Dvar Torah or a speech. If I were to ask you, what does Eretz Yisrael mean to you? So we celebrate today the birthday of the founding of the modern day state of Israel. So if I were to ask you, what does Eretz Yisrael mean to you? Or what does Medinas Yisrael, the state of Israel, mean to you? Like, what are you celebrating?
We have a home.
That we have a home. Excellent. What do you mean by that?
I mean, we're scattered across the world for forever, and we finally can come back to one place and be unified.
Beautiful. I love those words. We're scattered across the world forever, and by forever, you mean 2,000 years, right? 2,000 plus years, and now Baruch Hashem, we have the ability to be together. And I think these words are so. When you say the ability, guys, you know there's something amazing. Think about this just a moment. If you decided today that you wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, what is the only thing standing between you and Eretz Yisrael?
A big ocean.
I'm sorry?
A big ocean.
And?
A plane ticket.
Right? Which is not inexpensive, especially today. Right? But if you think about it, how incredible is that? Right? So if you decided today that by tomorrow, mincha time, I want to be in Eretz Yisrael, all you need to do is find a way to Newark, right? Newark Airport, JFK, don't go. United is not flying. So right, you have to go alone. So it's either going to be Newark or JFK. And you can get on a flight. If you already missed the 1 o'clock flight, you're not going to make that. But you could be 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. And Emir Hashem, by Wednesday afternoon. By Wednesday afternoon, you could be in Eretz Yisrael. So boys, it's important that you understand what that means. Because for thousands of years, think about this for just a moment. Let's go back for just a second. 100 years ago, if a Jew woke up on a Tuesday morning and said, you know what? I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Was it possible?
No.
Yes. Well, it might have been possible, but what did it require?
40.
I'm sorry?
40 years.
I know 40 years, right? Maybe not that long, but it required some type of major journey overland, some type of major journey by sea. And then imagine you made the journey by land, you made the journey by sea, and you showed up at the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Were you getting in?
Probably.
It depends. Maybe yes, maybe no. It depended on who was in control, right? In British Mandate Palestine, the British controlled Eretz Yisrael. So there are immigration quotas. There were only certain numbers of people who were able to go ahead and come into our land, right? There were immigration restrictions on us. Now, boys, for those of you who have been to Eretz Yisrael, and you come into Ben Gurion Airport, the beautiful, it's not new anymore, but it's the new airport. There's a most incredible sight that greets you when you get to border control. You know what sight I'm referring to? Most incredible sight when you get to border control. Who here has been to Eretz Yisrael? Good, you know border control, right? Right, right. So right before you go in to give your passport, you're walking down that long hallway. And right before you go in to give your passport, what do you see? A mezuzah. The chevra. Not just a mezuzah. What kind of mezuzah is that?
Right?
It's huge. That's a Mashiach mezuzah. right? That's like a mezuzah on steroids, right? That is a messianic mezuzah. That's not a regular mezuzah, right? You're not going into like Shapsi's, right, or Svarinuk or any. I'd like one of those Ben Gurion mezuzahs, right? You're not getting that. That's specialty. That's specialty. And you walk in, and how incredible is it that literally again? So it used to be that when a Jew came to the border of Eretz Yisrael, someone else told you if you could come in or you can't. Someone else would tell you, sorry, Jews are allowed, Jews aren't allowed. And now you walk into Ben Gurion, and what's there? A mezuzah. A mezuzah is there.
Is it kosher?
I'm sorry?
Is it kosher?
I think if you're spending... How many bells do we have? This is like... So I would assume if it's that big and some... Because there is a cloth in there. There is a cloth in there. I would have to... I mean, it's like a Sefer Torah in there. I'd have to imagine... That is kosher. I'll tell you something. Whenever I go to Eretz Yisrael, which Baruch Hashem, I have the opportunity to go somewhat frequently, I stop and I kiss that mezuzah with my lips. My wife is often horrified. She's like, do you know how many people touch that mezuzah? I say, okay, you know what? Nothing is going to happen to me by kissing a mezuzah. The first mezuzah that I encounter in Eretz Yisrael, nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to happen. But boys, it's just important to understand that that's what we celebrate. We celebrate the fact that Baruch Hashem, on Yom HaTzmaut, right, less than a century ago, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us back control over Eretz Yisrael. That if you want to go today, you make up your mind, you want to go today, all right, it's true, you need a passport. You got to have a passport. But you need a passport and a plane ticket. And no one's going to tell you, sorry, too many Jews. No one's going to tell you, sorry, we're not admitting you. If you are a Jew, and you have your passport, and you have your plane ticket, you can go home. And that was not the reality for so many centuries beforehand. That if you want to go home, you can go. Now guys, I'll ask you, is the state of Israel perfect? Is the Medina as an entity? I don't know how much... Have you learned like contemporary Jewish history about the founding of the state of Israel? No, it's okay. Emir Tasha, Ray Grossberg will put it on the curriculum. Emir Tasha. A little bit. Okay, so let me ask you. First of all, it's just interesting, by the way. Is a Medina, a democratic state, the ideal form of country or government for the Jewish people? What would you say? It's just something interesting to contemplate. No, why not? What's our ideal form of government? Malchus. It's actually what we call a theocracy. Right? The theocracy, Klal Yisrael in general, Eretz Yisrael in its perfect state is a theocracy, which means there's a king who hails from David HaMelech, and the law of the land is Torah. The law of the land is Torah. So a Medina is incredible and it's beautiful. I know when Mashiach comes, is there going to be Medinas Yisrael? Probably, I would imagine not. I would imagine, again, this is the restoration of Davidic monarchy, David HaMelech, somebody from the house of David HaMelech, Mashiach. And again, I don't know that a lot of the things that we have today in contemporary state of Israel are necessarily going to be part of Messianic Eretz Yisrael. But who knows? Mir Tashem, we'll see. So is the state perfect? Is the state, the Medina as an entity, perfect? No. What's imperfect about it? What's imperfect?
Conflict.
I'm sorry?
Conflict.
The conflict, right? So much machlokas. So many warring factions. Although, I don't know that machlokas is a function of the Medina. I think machlokas is a function of Klal Yisrael. And I think no matter what form of government we have, there's always going to be dispute. It's not perfect. There are many things that are broken. And many things that are in a state of disrepair. And there are major issues that are points of conflict. Like, for example, Chevra, one of the biggest issues on the scene in Eretz Yisrael, does anyone know if anyone follows politics a little bit? One of the greatest issues, biggest points of conflict. I'm sorry? So first of all, again, obviously now with the current war, you know, on something as basic as Arab workers, could Arab workers come back in, not come back in? Good. What about internally for Klal Yisrael? One of the biggest issues to deal with right now. So first of all, that we have hostages, of course. What else?
Religious versus non-religious, like what you said.
Right, good. Religious versus non-religious. How does that play out, religious versus non-religious? Give me an example of how that plays out. Fights over what?
The draft.
That's a big one. Should Haredim go to the army or not? Should they be obligated to serve? Not be obligated to serve. What's the answer?
Yes.
It's a machlokes. It's a machlokes. It's two different worldviews. It's two different worldviews. Is there a right? Is there a wrong? Again, obviously, it depends on who you ask. When one side is going to tell you, this is right, this is wrong. The other one's going to say, this is right, this is wrong. Again, it's a machlokes. It's not our purpose today to weigh into it. I'm just pointing out that the contemporary state of Israel is filled with so many challenges. On one hand, could you say that everyone should participate in the defense of the Medina and the defense of its residents? Absolutely. On the other hand, there are many, many, Baruch Hashem, different forms of defense. And as the Gemara Masechta Sota says, Torah migna umatzla. Torah is the greatest defense for Klal Yisrael. Does that mean everyone who says they're learning should be exempted from the army? Or maybe there should be some type of test? Or maybe there should be some amount of, I don't know. And I'm not a guru on these types of issues. I'm just pointing out to you that the modern day state of Israel has many challenges, has many problems, and some might even say has many flaws. But yeah, Chavra, listen to this. Anyone here ever visit the Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim? Okay, so when you guys, next time you're in Eretz Yisrael, you have to go to the Mir. My boys learned in the Mir. I spent a couple of days with them when they were learning Eretz Yisrael. And you have to go to the Mir, because the Mir is not a yeshiva. The Mir is a city. Mir is a city with different multiple batei medrash. And understand that a place like the Mir could flourish in a contemporary state of Israel. And in the same state, you could have, you know what's interesting? There was an article a couple of days ago, that one of the pilots in the IAF has just officially clocked the longest amount of consecutive hours flown by a combat pilot ever. Ever. He's at, what's the most advanced jet that America buys from Israel? That Israel buys from America, sorry. The B-2, the B-52. No one's up on this stuff?
It's not B-52.
The B-52 is the big one, right?
That's the bomber.
B-2, the stealth bomber, the new, okay, whatever. Hey, this guy has been flying stealth missions, since October 7th, nonstop. He's recorded the largest, so we have a state that has one of the most sophisticated militaries in the entire world. Eretz Yisrael itself is very big. Medina Yisrael is smaller than New Jersey. Right? And yet, one of the most sophisticated armies in the entire world. So you have a contemporary state that could allow for a Mir Yeshiva and all of its satellites and so many other yeshivas, Baruch Hashem, to go ahead and grow and to be beautiful and to be supported. And to be supported, you could have a most sophisticated army and everything in between. Boys, that's a miracle. That's a miracle. It's an incredible miracle that I think sometimes we take for granted. You know, my grandfather, Zichron Levracha, who was a survivor, whenever this was, obviously before, I remember when I was a kid, before the internet, whenever there was news about Eretz Yisrael, like he asked a million questions. And I realized that he had this incredible, insatiable curiosity about Eretz Yisrael. Not only that, if anyone ever said something bad about Eretz Yisrael, my grandfather, Zichron Levracha, always shut it down. He said, to say something negative about Eretz Yisrael, that's a repetition of the Chet HaMeraglim. It's the sin of the spies. I always wondered, people speak trash about all kinds of stuff all the time. But you see, my grandfather, Zichron Levracha, grew up in a world without a state of Israel. And he grew up in a time where although there was an Eretz Yisrael, its doors were closed to him and to his family. And as a result, virtually his entire family was wiped out by Hitler, Yimach Shemo v'Zichro. And potentially how different the history of our people would have been had we had control of Eretz Yisrael in 1939. So boys, understand you're growing up in a world where you don't know a life without Eretz Yisrael. I don't know a world without a state of Israel. But Jews for 2,000 years before us absolutely did. and suffered with all of those consequences. So today, on Yom HaAtzmaut, you know, people make it all about, do you say Hallel, don't you say Hallel? Hallel with a bracha, Hallel without a bracha. Hallel in the middle of davening, Hallel at the end of davening. Do you eat falafel for lunch? Do you wear blue and white? You know, all these different things. Those things are irrelevant. They really are. They're not the ikkar of the day. The ikkar of the day is just to take a moment, to take a step back and to say, wow, I live in a time where there is a state of Israel. I live in a time where there is Jewish autonomy. I'll tell you something amazing. I'll just tell you something amazing. You boys ever go to, those of you who've gone to the Kosel before, right? When you go to the Kosel, so what's the halacha? What do people normally do? First time you go to the Kosel?
Tear.
Kriya. Why do you tear Kriya? Right? Morning for what? Beis HaMikdash. It's a halacha. Haroya Ari Yehuda B'Churbanon. If you see again, Beis HaMikdash, Harabai says you tear Kriya. I'll tell you something amazing. Do you know that there's a halachic opinion of Rav Tzvi Yehuda HaKohen Kuk? Rav Tzvi Yehuda HaKohen Kuk was the son of Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Kuk. Right? Rav Tzvi Yehuda was the chief rabbi, was Rashi of Merkaz HaRav. Rav Tzvi Yehuda said that today, he was talking really after 1967, one does not have to tear Kriya when they go to the Kosel. Why not? He said, and it's a chiddush, he says something amazing. He says, because the din of churban, what does it mean, destruction? Destruction doesn't mean the absence of a structure. Structure doesn't mean the basic nature is not there. He says churban means a lack, bilti riboniyut. Who, if you lack ownership. He says, what does it mean when the Har HaBayis is in a state of destruction? It means that it's not owned, it's not controlled by the Jewish people. But the moment the Har HaBayis is controlled by the Jewish people, then it is no longer in a state of destruction. Right, which is, and by the way, do we control Har HaBayis? Do we control Har HaBayis? But it's very important to understand. We absolutely control Har HaBayis. Har HaBayis is part of the state of Israel. Har HaBayis is under Jewish control. For whatever the reason, after 1967, so an agreement was reached with the Waqf. And so they have usage, and they have a certain level of control over the mosque, Dome of the Rock. But make no mistake about it, right? Who patrols Har HaBayis? Who patrols Har HaBayis? Our soldiers, our policemen, right? It's not PA policemen. It's not anyone. It is Jewish policemen, Israeli policemen who control Har HaBayis, and it's incredibly important to understand that there's a riboniyut, there is a ownership, there is an autonomy that exists there, and that's what we celebrate today. And think about it, right? How sad we are to see Rabbi Levi and his family leave at the end of this year. But Chavra, I'm not a jealous person. I'm really not. I'm not jealous of other people's cars, of other people's stuff, of other people's houses. I am filled with envy and jealousy of Rabbi Levi. Because he's going to take his mishpacha to Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to build his life there. And in just a little bit of time, his kids are going to be speaking with accents, right? And Emir Tzashem, he's putting his family on a trajectory that future generations of the Levi Mishpacha are going to be part of the fabric of Eretz Yisrael. I'm burning with jealousy over that. Of course, incredibly happy for him as well, Emir Tzashem. But just understand, that's possible today. And boys, as you grow up and you make your life decisions, if you decide you want to live in Eretz Yisrael, okay, you can do it. There's no like, what's the quota? There's no, well, who's in control? If you want it, you can do it. By the way, not only if you want it, you can do it. There are organizations like Nefesh B'Nefesh that'll help you with services, that'll help you with grants. The way the Aliyah process is set up is there to help you financially and to help you navigate the system there. Boys, that's what Yom HaAtzmaut is. Thank you, Ribono Shel Olam, for giving us the opportunity to, number one, have control over our homeland. That no longer is Eretz Yisrael in someone else's hands. It is in our hands. And number two, that should we want to go home at any point in time, that opportunity is within reach. So make sure over the course of some time today, you just take a few moments. You just say, thank you, Hashem. Whether you've been to Eretz Yisrael, haven't been to Eretz Yisrael, want to live in Eretz Yisrael, don't know, Or even if you don't even have any such strong feelings about Eretz Yisrael, just know, Chevra, that if you want it, it's there for the taking. And that's the miracle of Yom HaAtzmaut. So we hope in Yom HaAtzmaut that the establishment of the Medina was incredible. You know, people like to say that the establishment of the State of Israel was Aschalta de Geula, the beginning of the redemption. It's not true. It's not true. The Sihuda Kohen Cook writes this. He says redemption started much earlier than the founding of the State of Israel. He said the Geula of Mashiach began right as the second Beis HaMikdash was set ablaze. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works is that as destruction is occurring, Geula is beginning to take root. So to think that Geula started a couple of decades ago, that would be such a disservice to the Jewish experience. Geula started more than 2,000 years ago. But certainly the establishment of the state is a beautiful, beautiful stop along that journey, a major event along that journey. And of course, what we use today also for us to say, as beautiful as it is to have a state, and as beautiful as it is to have all of those things that we just spoke about, there's something even more beautiful. What's even more beautiful? What's even more beautiful?
Yes, you know.
Mashiach, right? It's even more beautiful, right? Ultimately, again, is the ability to have Geula, the ability to have Mashiach, the ability to have a third Beis HaMikdash, the ability to be Ola Regal together. But perhaps if we just take the time to express our gratitude to Hashem for what we have now, He will see our appreciation, He will internalize our appreciation, and Halavai even give us more bracha. So we should hope that Amir Hashem, we should make it a day of Hakaras HaTov, of course a day of celebration, and I hope there's fun stuff planned as well, Amir Hashem. But take your time to express your Hakaras HaTov, and Halavai we should be Zoche Amir Hashem to the full Geula, Mihira B'Yameinu, Amen. Thank you for being with us. See. Hello. Great to see you.
Okay. It's better because then you get all
sad. Well, I don't know. So I haven't been to Israel. But I'm going this summer.